I think they're really trying to get people to, you know, move around a little bit, and maybe, you know, if you have a favorite restaurant, you can sort of start to default into going there, and you know, being a little bit wary of trying other places. Then, of course, there are people who want to try every new place that opens. But this is an effort by the Lexington Convention and Visitors Bureau to sort of have everybody on the same page for a week. What they're doing is offering $25 menus. They're set menus, and so you pay your $25 and get sort of the best of what the restaurant wants to offer you in terms of, you know, what their specialties are.
And there's another project kind of focused on something that we ingest. There's a project about to begin that merges the arts with bourbon making.
Right, this is sort of, you know, in a way, I guess you could call it horse mania with bourbon barrels. People who have been in Lexington the past decade or so are certainly familiar with horse mania, which put painted horses out on the street for the better part of two summers in 2000 and again in 2010. And Jim Clark, the president and CEO of LexArts, said that a bourbon barrel project, which Paris actually did in 2010, had been kind of out there as something they were interested in doing, but they were really looking for the right combination of events to make that happen, and really highlighting the efforts to revive Town Branch as sort of a focal point of downtown has become the catalyst for doing that. So they have finished up their first phase, which was pairing sponsors and artists designs for the bourbon barrels. So now for about the next month or so, you're going to have artists all over Lexington working on their bourbon barrels. And then come late August, early September, they're going to go on display along Town Branch, which kind of runs along Vine Street out from the Rupp Arena area to sort of mark that waterway.
And this is a little bit of a fundraiser too, isn't it?
It is. Like the Horse Mania project, the bourbon barrels, they have two levels of sponsorship. There's one level where the sponsor also retains the right to own the bourbon barrel after it has been on display. And then there's another level where the barrel will go up for auction at the end of the event, just like the Horse Mania horses did. And proceeds from that are going to go to fund LexArts and other arts projects in the area.
And this weekend, Summerfest opens, of course. Of course, Summerfest has kind of changed the way they do things this summer. They're doing fewer productions, but they're having longer runs of the productions that they do. How's that working out for them?
Well, it, you know, certainly gives more people opportunities to get out. And, you know, I would say probably with their inaugural production of Peter Pan, it probably gave them a nicer second weekend to work with. They opened the show sort of at the tail end of what turned out to be sort of a 4th of July monsoon week here in central Kentucky, and the following week was clearly much, much better for outdoor theater, and right now it looks to be a lovely weekend to open Chorus Line. Chorus Line, it's an interesting choice for outdoor theater because it is so theater set, but it is an iconic musical about a group of singer, dancer, actors going through an audition to be part of a chorus line on a Broadway show. And through the course of the audition, you get a real glimpse into the lives of performing artists and what they go to try to perform at the top levels.
And so it's probably just as valid today as it was when it was produced in the early 1970s on Broadway.
You know, there it was funny because I remember seeing the revival back around, I believe it was around 2007 in New York, and there were a few things that were kind of jarring, you know, in descriptions of New York City, you know, from the time that it premiered in the 1970s to, you know, the early 2000s, where, you know, Manhattan, particularly in the theater district, is a much, much different place. But overall, you know, the sort of trials and tribulations of actors trying to make it on Broadway seem to be, you know, just as, you know, fresh as they were back in the 70s. So I think, you know, there are things that really don't change in those terms.
Rich Copley, you stay fresh too.
All right. Thank you.